Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Microeconomics by Campbell McConnell, Stanley Brew, and Sean Flynn is an introductory economics textbook in the McGraw-Hill Economics series. It is designed to teach the core logic of microeconomic analysis in a clear, structured way for students in principles courses. The book focuses on how individuals, firms, and markets make choices under scarcity, and how those choices shape prices, output, and welfare. Its coverage begins with foundational ideas such as opportunity cost, the circular flow model, and the market system, then moves into demand and supply, elasticity, consumer behavior, production, market structures, market failure, and public policy. Later chapters extend the analysis to issues such as antitrust regulation, income inequality, healthcare, immigration, international trade, and developing economies. The text is widely used because it combines standard theory with contemporary applications and digital learning tools, making it a practical reference for both classroom instruction and self-study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, opportunity cost and the logic of scarcity shape the book's entire framework. The opening chapters establish the central economic idea that scarcity forces choice. Rather than treating economics as a collection of isolated models, the book builds everything around opportunity cost, trade-offs, and the allocation of limited resources. This approach matters because it explains why consumers, firms, and governments cannot pursue every goal at once and must compare alternatives. The circular flow model and the market system help students see how households and businesses interact through product and factor markets, creating a coherent picture of how an economy operates. By starting here, the text gives readers a conceptual foundation for later topics such as price determination, consumer decision-making, and public policy. The result is an introductory framework that is simple enough for beginners, but broad enough to support more advanced analysis later in the course. Secondly, demand, supply, and market equilibrium are treated as the core tools of price analysis. A major strength of the book is its careful treatment of demand and supply as the basic mechanism through which markets coordinate activity. The text shows how buyer preferences, income, prices of related goods, costs, and technology influence market outcomes, and how equilibrium price and quantity emerge from the interaction of both sides of the market. This is not presented as a purely theoretical exercise. Instead, the discussion emphasizes how shifts in demand or supply create shortages, surpluses, and new equilibrium positions, which help students interpret real-world price changes. The book also links these models to efficiency, so readers can understand why competitive markets often allocate resources well, and when they do not. This focus makes the model of market equilibrium the central analytical tool for the rest of the textbook. Thirdly, consumer choice is developed through elasticity, utility maximization, and behavioral economics. The consumer behavior section moves beyond basic demand curves to explain why people choose as they do. Elasticity is used to measure responsiveness to changes in price, income, and related goods, giving students a practical way to predict how markets react to shocks and tax policies. Utility maximization then provides the standard rational choice model consumers allocate limited budgets to obtain the greatest satisfaction possible. The inclusion of behavioral economics is especially important because it shows that real decision-making is often influenced by framing, bounded rationality, and departures from strict optimization. Together, these chapters connect formal theory with observed behavior, helping students see both the strengths and the limits of the traditional model. This combination is valuable because it makes demand analysis more realistic without abandoning the analytical clarity that makes microeconomics useful. Fourthly, market failure. Externalities and government intervention are used to explain when markets need correction. The book gives substantial attention to the reasons markets may fail to deliver efficient or equitable outcomes. Public goods, externalities, and asymmetric information are presented as situations in which private decision-making does not automatically produce socially desirable results. This leads naturally to a discussion of government's role, including taxation, regulation, and corrective policies. The treatment is useful because it does not simply assume government intervention is always beneficial. It also considers government failure, encouraging readers to evaluate policy trade-offs rather than accept intervention as a universal solution. That balance helps students think critically about environmental policy, public provision, and regulation by separating market failure from government failure. The text offers a more disciplined way to analyze policy debates and understand why some problems are difficult to solve through markets alone. Lastly, contemporary policy chapters connect microeconomic theory to antitrust, inequality, healthcare, immigration, and trade. One feature that distinguishes this edition is the breadth of policy applications in the final sections. Instead of ending with abstract market models, the book applies microeconomic reasoning to major contemporary issues such as antitrust policy, agriculture, income inequality, poverty, discrimination, healthcare, immigration, international trade, exchange rates, and the economics of developing countries. These chapters show how core tools like elasticity, market structure, and welfare analysis can be used to interpret real policy choices. This approach helps students understand that microeconomics is not limited to textbook graphs. It is also a method for evaluating institutions and public decisions. The policy chapters are especially useful in an introductory course because they demonstrate how the same analytical framework can be adapted to very different problems. That broad application is one reason the textbook remains widely adopted in principles courses. In conclusion, Microeconomics by McConnell, Brew, and Flynn is best suited for students in introductory economics courses, instructors looking for a comprehensive teaching text, and independent readers who want a structured explanation of how markets work. Its main value lies in its combination of clarity, breadth, and applied relevance. The book does not stop at defining basic terms. It builds a full microeconomic toolkit that moves from scarcity and choice to market equilibrium, consumer behavior, firm decisions, market failure, and public policy. Compared with many introductory texts, it stands out for the scale of its coverage and the way it links standard theory to current issues such as inequality, healthcare, immigration, and trade. It is also strengthened by the availability of digital learning resources, which make it easier for students to practice and absorb the material. For readers who want a mainstream, reliable, and institutionally proven introduction to microeconomics, this book remains one of the most recognizable choices in the field. If you would like to support Campbell McConnell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.